Welcome to the Mystery Adventures with Trevor and Lila. This is episode
3.
And this week's episode starts with a really interesting new character.
A lavender dragon. Dun, dun, dun!
The lavender dragon was all about making lavender trouble all across the land.
And the lavender dragon had a power that only worked on things that are alive, but only like humans and animals. If their tail touched one of them, they'd turn lavender purple.
Lavender purple? Sounds amazing. Well, the thing about it is, not everyone likes to be lavender purple, though. The goal would be that everyone can be whatever color they want to be, right?
Mm-hmm. So, Max and the Narwhal knew they had to save the town from turning lavender.
And what they didn't know is that a friend, or what they thought was a friend from a previous episode, was here to help the lavender dragon.
It was Trouble from our episode 2, Trouble the Monkey. They thought that Trouble was still nice from episode 2 when his middle name became Sorry. But he began to start making trouble again, so he teamed up with the Lavender Dragon.
Sounds like he had to live up to his own first name.
Trouble.
So, once they got into the field, they saw a field of lavender, which was very interesting because then it was like, well, should it be lavender since it's already a field of lavender? Then the purple's kind of good, but we can't have purple everywhere. So, Max and the Narwhal came to the rescue.
So, the purple they found. The Lavender Dragon's lair where Trouble the Monkey was staying, and they were having a sleepover.
And it was a pretty fun sleepover. They had sleeping bags, and they had a really cool podcast on that they were listening to called
The Adventures of Trevor and Lila. But all of it was lavender. Purple. And when Max and Narwhal were late at night, they found the Lavender Dragon's lair. It was lavender purple, of course, made out of rocks in the cave.
And so Max put one paw in, slowly creeping in because they were still snoring. And he just looked at them and he said, "Look at those snoring dragon and monkey. I bet I can sneak up on them."
But then Narwhal was like, "Max, wait." And then Max jumped and said, "Aha! I found you." But that woke up the Lavender Dragon in Trouble, which became Trouble.
And the Lavender Dragon turned to Max and said, "Well, what are you doing here? This is my lair. This is my lavender lair."
And the Lavender Dragon said, "No one could come up uninvited." And then the Lavender Dragon revealed her name, Lavender. But then Narwhal jumped out and said, "Hey, I'm with Max on this. I'm a superhero, and so is Max. Don't even think about turning the whole world lavender purple."
And so they got out an instruction mat, and they said, "I'm going to tell you about the wonderful world that could be if every color of the rainbow made up this wonderful world."
Yes, but the Lavender Dragon agreed. He'd not to agree. But said, Lavender, I think it may be a good idea to maybe stick to the colors. And then the Lavender Dragon then used her tail to turn Trouble.
Lavender. Because that's all that they can do. But Trouble all of a sudden said, now wait a minute. I don't want to be Lavender. And he held up the golden strawberry and turned himself gold.
And then Max and Denial said, let's get out of here. We need to make a new plan. This is getting ridiculous.
So Max and the Narwhal ran out of the lair and regrouped for a second. And they said, what are all these characters changing all their colors from lavender to gold? What is this, the Lakers?
But it was a problem because Trouble went after them to turn them the color gold.
But not everyone wants to be golden, just like not everyone wants to be lavender. So Max and the Narwhal said,
run!
So they ran and ran and ran. And they said, okay, we've got to come up with a plan. How are we going to get this Trouble and this Lavender to stop changing everyone's colors?
So they decided. At first, they had to find a very small but tight space to figure out their plan. Then they realized, what if we take their objects that turn everyone lavender and gold? We have to take the golden strawberry and return it back up to yes from our first episode. And we'll just... For the lavender, we'll just
show them the wonderful world of colors.
Yeah. And then they decided they needed someone. When Max and the Narwhal decided they needed someone to rule the whole entire world. The Tiger Queen already ruled one place. And so, they went to the jungle to see Yes again. And they told Yes that Trouble still has their golden strawberry. But Hutch is that they need Yes to be the queen of the entire earth.
And Yas, the queen, said, I don't know. Do we need a queen for the entire earth? Or should everybody decide how they want to be on their own?
Max and the Narwhal just said, only when someone's making a trouble, there's a troublemaker. And you need heat, and we need some help.
Okay, so... They went to get that help, and Yas said she was going to help by doing what?
She said she'd help by telling Max and the Narwhal to bring her to the troublemakers.
So, they led her back to the lair where Lavender and Trouble were shining in their purple and gold. And they said, hey, we've brought the Tiger Queen, Yas.
And the Tiger Queen, Yas, said, Trouble the monkey, you're going back to the rainforest. And then she left with Trouble. And Trouble turned brown again.
And then Lavender said, you know what? I think I want to do the same. So, I'm going to turn everything that I turned purple back to the color that it originally was.
But Lavender knew that she was Lavender. So Lavender always, everything that was Lavender's, and that she got permission to turn Lavender purple, will stay that way forever, unless she changes it back, because she can. And she's learned to figure out how to keep her powers low when she touches stuff, to not turn her food purple.
And that is how Max and the Narwhal figured out a way to bring back the color to the entire world.
And everyone was so happy.